Since taking power in a military coup in 1970, Syria's President Hafez al-Assad has exercised iron-fisted control over his country. There is little tolerance for opposition or dissent. Syria is also on the State Department's list of terrorist nations for its alleged support of several extremist groups, including the Islamic Jihad. In contrast to his authoritarian politics, Assad has made several moves to liberalize the country's economy. He has relaxed state controls and encouraged foreign investment. NPR's Suni Khalid visited Damascus and reports now on how Syria is adjusting to free market reforms.
For centuries, Damascus was the major center of commerce in the Middle East. The oldest continuously inhabited city in the world was at the legendary crossroads for trade between three continents, Africa, Asia, and Europe. The old caravans that once made their way to Damascus have long since disappeared, but the ancient souks, or open markets, like this one near the 1,200-year-old Umayyad Mosque, have survived, and they remain the center of much of the local economic activity. Here, thousands of vendors hawk everything from clothing, food, medicine, metal artwork, and books. A steady stream of customers passes through a labyrinth of stores and stalls, from crowded city streets to the narrow stone passageways of the old city. But make no mistake, things have changed dramatically in the souk, especially since the Syrian government enacted Public Law No. 10. The law was aimed 5 years ago at encouraging foreign investment to revive a stagnant economy. Law No. 10 has made a difference for Syrians like Talib. Silver-haired and middle-aged, Talib has run a small store for 12 years. Unlike 5 years ago, Talib's shelves are filled with a variety of Syrian and foreign-made brand-name shampoos, toothpaste, tissue, and other items, and shoppers are flooding into his cramped store.
There's a much greater variety now, and there's a lot of competition now in terms of quality of products. For example, the companies producing tissues, handkerchiefs, tissues and other things like that. Now there's a lot of competition amongst them, and some of them are even offering prizes and incentives for consumers like that.
After suffering under decades of failed Soviet-styled economic policies, Syrian merchants and consumers are welcoming the free market.
Customers are flabbergasted by the availability of goods, by the number of goods that they can choose from. In some cases, they don't know how to choose because certain things weren't available for such a long time, and many of the products had to be smuggled in from outside, that it's now amazing for them that they can buy it on the open market.
At another shop, deep in the Umayyad Souk, Abdullah, who sells a variety of garments and candy, holds up a bag of Syrian-made caramels. He says that children can even taste the difference that Law 10 has made.
5 years ago, we of course were producing these kinds of sweets, but we were producing them according to the old manufacturing ways, so a lot of it was manual. And now, as a result of Law No. 10, we have been able to obtain machines which would allow us to make enough to fill the local market, to satisfy local consumers, and to export.
Since Law No. 10 was introduced, the government says 1,500 projects worth more than $8 billion have been started in the areas of agriculture, industry, and transportation. These include 300 joint ventures with partners from 35 countries, including the United States. But the bottom line, not politics, is what is luring foreign investment to Syria. You can see that in the new factories sprouting up around Damascus, like this one, which manufactures apparel for Adidas and Benetton.
All this item go to France. We have, as I told you, our export...
Riyad Saif is the general manager of a modern garment factory. He is giving a tour of the sprawling two-story facility where 150 workers are preparing goods to be shipped to Europe for export around the world.
Before Law No. 10, I think it's... of course, we had a hard time on the 80th, let's say, because export was really nearly impossible. and also to import raw materials and all what you need, accessories and so machinery. It was a little bit more complicated. Nowadays, you know, you can import nearly everything except very, very few items. And now the government, you know, trying its best always to find a way to encourage export.
When this plant opened 6 years ago, before Law Number 10, it made just over $1 million in profits. This year, Safe predicts his company will make more than $12 million. He credited the turnaround to the government's free market reforms. But Safe claims that he and other local businessmen can create more jobs and make more money if the government expands reforms and modernizes the country's antiquated banking system. Now, many businessmen are frustrated because they cannot get large, low-interest loans to finance expansion.
We hope that Law Number 10 is just the first step, because we still need a lot to do to come up to the to take the right place in the international economy.
And many are hoping that the prosperity will continue to trickle to other Syrians, more than half of whom live below the poverty line. And it's clear, as Saif praises the government, that many others are afraid to talk about what's wrong in Syria because they fear the government security apparatus. Still, for some, life is better in Syria than it has been in a long time. At the Umayyad Palace restaurant in Old Town Damascus, Syrian men and women, dressed in the latest Western fashions, spend long hours eating, drinking, and smoking. Here, as in many public places, a large color portrait of Assad dominates the room. It is a reminder to all Syrians and foreigners that it is Assad, not market conditions, who dictates the pace of further reforms. I'm Suni Khalid, reporting.